Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus lehi nishmas hagoyin a tzaddik Rabbi Chazkel Eliyahu ben hagoyin a tzaddik Rabbi Yehoshua, and we're going to be discussing a question of birchas haTorah. Very, very interesting as we get to Shavuos, which is obviously the time of Kabbalat haTorah. So in many of the svarim they talk about birchas haTorah. Many shailas arise, and this is based on the Torah of the Admor Mizhikov of Givat Zev, one of the great, although not known, Gaonim of our generation. There's a famous tshuva of the Haile Kozhiklo Veruv, Reb Arye Tzvi Frumer, in the Eretz Tzvi, Chelek Aleph, Siman Yud Zayin, that a katan who becomes bar mitzvah has to say Birchas HaTorah at night. Why? Because if you say that Birchas HaTorah is a chiyuv min haTorah, so what, he made the bracha in the morning, he was only mechuyuv midrabanan. And how could the Chiyuv Derabbanan pater his Chiyuv Dorais at night? Chiyuv Derabbanan in the morning, and now he's 13. At night he turns 13, he's Chayiv Doraisa. So, that is the Chiddush of the Kozhiklo Veruv. And he writes that it's correct that he should have kavana in the bracha of Avos Olam of Ma'ariv for Birchas HaTorah. Because you say Avos Olam, it can count as Birchas HaTorah if you learn after davening. So the Avos Olam that he says, that this bar mitzvah boy says, counts as Birchas HaTorah. This has been the subject of many a drasha of a bar mitzvah boy. And I was zochah to put out a kuntres once. Had a nice article on this topic in honor of my son's bar mitzvah. And that's what he says. So I have kavana for Avos Olam, and that's going to be his Birchas HaTorah, and learn after davening. If you learn after davening, then Avos Olam counts for Birchas HaTorah. Just like in the morning, if you forget Birchas HaTorah, say Ava Rabba, and you learn after davening, that counts as Birchas HaTorah. The Sefer Halichos Shlomo, it brings there that the Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach paskin this halacha lemaisa. That's what the bar mitzvah boy should do. At night, he should have the kavan and birchas Avos Olam, that it should be for birchas Torah, and then to learn after davening. So the shaila is that there was a boy who became bar mitzvah, and he had kavan and the birch of Avos Olam, but after davening, he forgot to learn. He's a bar mitzvah boy, he's busy with other things on his mind. I don't know what else can be in a person's mind other than Torah, but as always, gavain. So, what's the din now? He said his Avos Olam, and he didn't learn after davening. So what is he to do now? So it seems as follows. What he can do is, he can come to somebody who hasn't yet davened Ma'ariv, and tell this person who hasn't davened Ma'ariv to be motziim in the bracha of Avos Olam. And then if he's motziim in Avos Olam, then it counts for this boy's Birchas HaTorah, and then he can learn something, and then he's yotze. So let's see how this works. First of all, is there a din of arvus? We know the din of arvus, al pishiyotze motzi, a person already made kiddush, he can come home and make kiddush nachamo for his family. Al pishiyotze motzi. Arvus. It would seem that by Birchas HaTorah there is no din arvus. Because if you look in the poskim, you don't find anybody who says that if somebody didn't say Birchas HaTorah, and somebody did say Birchas HaTorah, the person who already said Birchas HaTorah can be motzi. You don't find Af Pishi Yotze Motzi. Maybe the reason is, it's because according to the Pnei Yehoshua, the bracha of Asher Bochar Banu is a Birchas HaShevach. It says no Dine Arvus in Birchas HaShevach, Birchas HaMitzvus. So maybe that's why the poskim don't mention this din of arvus by Birchas HaTorah. Now, since Birchas Kriya Shema is a chiyuv midrabanan, and the one who's saying Birchas Kriya Shema is not mechuyuv min haTorah to say these Birchas Kriya Shema min haTorah, and the katan that now became bar mitzvah, now at night he became bar mitzvah, he is going lefi the shita that Birchas HaTorah is min haTorah, right? Because he already said Birchas HaTorah in the morning, so it's the Rabbanan. And now, even though it's Terei Durabbanan, how is Terei Durabbanan Motzi one Durabbanan, right? In other words, in the morning, he's only Mechuyiv Durabbanan, and the Bracha is only Durabbanan. And how's that Motzi, even if you hold it's Durabbanan? How's that Motzi is Bracha at night if it's Durabbanan, and night is only one Durabbanan? Because now he's not Mechuyiv anymore. He's not himself a Durabbanan Dikechiv. He's not himself a Kotten. So, only the Bracha is Durabbanan. So, it's only one Durabbanan, has two Motzi once. Even on the Tzad, they're both Durabbanan is a Shaila. But right now he wants to be Marviach. He wants to be Yotze even according to the sheet of the Birchas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. So in the morning he said Birchas HaTorah is only Durabbanan, and now he wants to be Yotze Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah. So the guy who's making that saying Avos HaOlam, for him it's only Durabbanan. So how then is he going to be Motzi this cotton Shehigdil, who's now Bar Mitzvah, in Birchas HaTorah Min HaTorah? Shtimt nisht. He's only making a Dirabbanan bracha. He's saying Birchas Kriya Shema Avasolam. So how's he motzi this cotton who's chayev midaraisa in Birchas HaTorah? Because we're going lefi the shita that he needs to make Birchas HaTorah min HaTorah. So how does that work? And not only that, even if we say that Birchas HaTorah is only Dirabbanan, there's another quagmire here. Since the bracha of Avos Olam isn't strictly speaking a Birchas HaTorah, the takana wasn't that it should be a Birchas HaTorah. And for this reason, Tosis writes in Brachas Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Nibur Ma'asel Shekvar, that if he doesn't learn right after davening, it doesn't count as Birchas HaTorah. So you have to make sure that you actually learn to show that this was a Birchas HaTorah, otherwise it doesn't work on its own as a Birchas HaTorah. I normally make Birchas HaTorah, we do learn afterwards, but it's not Makif. But here you have to learn afterwards. So he's making his Birchas Kriya Shema, this regular Gadol. And he's doing it on behalf of the Kotten, who needs this Alts Birchas HaTorah. So since the Mvorech is not Chayiv in Birchas HaTorah, and for him, Avos Olam isn't Birchas HaTorah, so who says that somebody who's chayv in this bracha al Birchas HaTorah can be Yotze? He's not making Birchas HaTorah. He's making Birchas Avos Olam. He's making Birchas Krishma. So how can it be Motzi this cotton who needs it al Birchas HaTorah? So this is a grace of Suffolk. It's a grace of Suffolk. I was just speaking a few minutes ago to the Rav who was Mechadish this Shtikl of Harwood Shlita, the Shikavar Rebbe. And he says he doesn't know what to do with this suffix. Can somebody who's making Avos Olam as a non Birchas HaTorah bracha be motzi somebody who needs Avos Olam as a Birchas HaTorah bracha? Who says it works that way? Maybe if I'm making it not for Birchas HaTorah, I can't be motzi. It's the same bracha. Okay, maybe it's the other side of the same bracha, so maybe it can work. But if it's using it's you need it for different purposes. For the person saying it, it's a Birchas Kriya Shema. And for the cotton listening, it's a Birchas HaTorah. Could that work? It's a big suffix. In the same vein, another suffix. Somebody already made Kiddush on Lel Shabbos, and he made a Bray Priya Goffin. And now he wants to make another Bray Priya Goffin. He wants to drink wine. And for whatever reason, the first Bray Priya Goffin didn't cover it. He had a hefsek or whatever it was. He wasn't planning to drink it, or whatever the Matthias was. But now he wants to make a Bray Priya Goffin. Not all it's Kiddush. He wants to make a Bray Priya Goffin for Birchas Hananin. Can he be Motzi with his Birchas Bray Priya Goffin of Birchas Hananin, somebody who needs Bray Priya Goffin for Kiddush? Because for the Mevarech, it's Birchas Hananin. And for the Shomeh, it's Birchas HaMitzvah. And this time, there's no arvus, right? For like a man for a woman, according to the famous Dogel Meiravava. So you can't say Alf Bishi Yatzen Motzi. So, can he say his Bray Priya Goffin Al Birchas Hananin for, because if there is arvus, then it's a Birchas HaMitzvah for him. But can he say his Birchas Hananin on behalf of somebody else's Birchas HaMitzvah? Can we say Sof Sof it's the same bracha? Or we say no. This bracha's mugdar is a bracha's hamitzvah, and this bracha's mugdar is a bracha's hananin. And one can't be motzi the other. So, Rabbi Kiv Eger, in the Gilyon L'Shulchan Aruch, and Simon Reish Yud Tes Yiv Hei, brings the suffix of a Gaon HaKadosh, Moharis Ze'evi, no relation to the late Chaver Knesset who was assassinated, Rachamim Ze'evi. Or maybe Taka, they are related, but very not likely. Usually, names like Ze'evi are Hebraicized names. This is to be kind of Rabbi Kiv Eger. They weren't Hebraicizing their names back then. They kept their name. Anyway, here's a sefer called Urim Gedolim, and he has a following suffix. Somebody was mischayev to be mevarich hagoyim on the koyach nes echot. Choy levin esrape. Hagoyim elchayuvim toibishim glani kol tuf. Choy levin esrape. And then you have the Shomea. Somebody else was mechuyev in Birchas HaGomel because he was in jail and he was freed. Shalom Rabashkin. Gets out of jail and makes HaGomel. Can a person who needs to say HaGomel for one reason be motzi a person who needs to say HaGomel for a completely different reason? So now, according to the tzad of the Urim Vitum, of the Urim Gedolim, that he can't be motzi him, so then, certainly not in our case. They're both on an ace. But here, one is a Birchas Birchas Torah, and the other one's Birchas Avzolim. One is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and one is Birchas HaNen. Certainly not. But even according to the Tzad, that he can be Motzi him, so we can say there, it's a Bracha on Hatzalah. So whatever your Hatzalah is, it's all under the rubric of Hatzalah. So Mela, it works for both. It works his healing and his getting out of jail. But by us, for the Mevarech, what bracha is it? It's Birchas Kriya Shema. And for the Shomer, what bracha is it? It's Birchas Torah. So Gaitnish can't do it. So even according to that, Orim Gedolim Suffolk on both Sadim could very well be the hero wouldn't work. It's also a discussion in Achron of Birchas Shachiyanu. Reuven has to make a Shachiyanu on a mitzvah. And Shimon has to make a Shachiyanu on a new fruit. Can Reuven be Motzi Shimon on the Shachiyanu? Can he be Motzi him? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach talks about this in the Mincha Shlomim, Chelek Aleph and Simon Chof. But it's not a raya for our case. Because there you have a Birchas Hadah. Thank Hashem Shachiyanu v'kimonu v'giyonu l'azman hazeh. It's great. For this Shechiyanu, for that Shechiyanu, it's on the Ruach Shechiyanu. But here, it's Mugdar, it's two different brachas. Brachas Kriya Shema, Brachas Satara. So, Eino Inyan L'Safek Shalanu. So, it emerges then, Kumtois, Bizyetzt, for us, that the person, this Katan, who forgot to learn after his Avos Olam, cannot be Mo Yotze with somebody who's saying his Avos Olam is Birchas Kriya Shema. Because east is east, and west is west, and never the twain shall meet. Apples and oranges. Can't do it. Now, if the Mispalel slept during the day, he was Yoshen Hashenes Keva B'yom. Now, the Mishneh Berurah brings that if you sleep Hashenes Keva B'yom, that there's a big tzad to say Berachas Torah, that you're chayav Berachas Torah. It's a hefsek. So then it's terrific. For this guy who took a nap, so you find somebody in Eretz Yisrael, they have the 1-4 siesta they used to have back in the day. When I was a bachur here, back in the 1920s, early 1930s, they used to have every day from 1-4. Shops are closed. People go home. They take their afternoon nap, and then they come back and work until 7. Today they don't do that anymore. But in Kolim, person learns till 1. Second Seder starts at 4, and they have their 3:34, whatever. They have the break. So let's say someone takes a nap in the afternoon, or even somebody works, and he's got a store. He's busy. Goes to the side room, takes a nap. So you go to shul, the kid, he finds somebody who took a nap that day, Ashenas Keva, and he didn't say Berachas Torah afterwards. And now, this can count as his Berachas Torah, and then it can be Motziim. However, it's not so pashit. Is it ever that pashit? Since by the Mavarich it's only a Safik Berachas Torah, because maybe Shena B'yom is not a Hefsek, so it's only Safik. And by the Shema it's a Vadai Berachas Torah, according to Rav Poskin, the Berachas Torah is a Chiv Min HaTorah. Why? Because what he said in the morning didn't patter him. So then we come to the famous Machlokas of the Pri Chodesh and Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Chubas, Kama, and Simon Vav. Somebody was chayav misafek bevirchas hamazon. Can he be motzi somebody who's mechuyav b'toras vaday? Do we say that somebody who's mechuyav b'toras safek, but we tell him, now that you're mechuyav b'toras safek, now you definitely have to say the bracha and memela, you're motzi. Somebody who's mechuyav b'toras vaday, we say, no, you're only making b'toras safek. And how can a safek be motzi? This is tzad that he's not even chayav. So how can he be motzi somebody who's chayav b'toras vaday? See here also. He's making bracha mitaras safek. Can he be motzi somebody who's chayav mitaras vaday? However, so Rabbi Kivager says that no, a safek can't be motzi a vaday. But would it seem in our case, svara, that here Rabbi Kivager would agree that the mevarech could pater him in brachas habas olam? Why? Since the mevarech is mechuyev to have kavana that it should be brachas Torah. Mikoach Safek, so he can then be Motzi the Kotten. Because when he says Abbas Olam, his Kavana is for Birchas HaTorah. And that's really our whole problem here. Our whole problem here is his Kavana is not for Birchas HaTorah. But here he has to be Mechavin in Birchas HaTorah. Mashenkin Birchas HaMazon, he's not Mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon in the first place. So, and it's sad that he's not mechuyev, he can't be motziim. But here, we know that he's mechuyev in the bracha, he has to make Abbas Olam, and he also has to have kavana for Birchas HaTorah. So since he has to have kavana for Birchas HaTorah, and he's mechuyev in the Etzem bracha, then maybe he could be motzi the katan. Even according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that in the Birchas HaMazon case, he wouldn't be able to motziim. Not only that, but you can't say it's a vadai being motzi a suffik. Because it's really a suffik being motzi a suffik. It's not, you can't say it's a suffik being motzi a vadai. It's a suffik being motzi a suffik. Why? Because the gadol who slept the shenas keva biyom, he's a suffik, but the kan's also a suffik. Maybe he's not chayv. And that's the whole tshuva of the Eretz Tzvi. And if he's not chayiv, then it's great. Then he's also suffik being motzi suffik. And even if you hold that Birchas HaTorah is min HaTorah, it could be that he's still not going to be chayiv. Why? How? If he's chayiv now min HaTorah, in the morning he was, in the morning he was still a kohen. So, first of all, when the Shomea, this Kotten, he said Kriya Shema after Abbas Olam. So Nachon, he didn't learn, but the Mechaber says, maybe Kriya Shema counts as Torah. If Kriya Shema counts as Torah, he's great! So even if it's Menat Torah, Birchas HaTorah is Menat Torah, he was Yotze with his Abbas Olam and then Shema. So if it's Min HaTorah, it's Abbas Olam and Shema. And if it's only through Rabbanan, you don't have to come on to that. He's already yotzei with what he did in the morning. And then there's the Das HaMordechi, the famous, famous Mordechi. Megillah Remes, Tovshin Sariches, somebody who's Mekadesh, when he's Mechuyev Dirabbanan. And then he becomes Mechuyev Min HaTorah. He doesn't have to make Kiddush again. He made Kiddush when he was Mechuyev Derabbanan, and then he becomes Mechuyev Min HaTorah. He doesn't have to make Kiddush again. And the Magen Avraham says, how can you say that? A katan's not motzi a gadol. So let's say you have a guy who's a katan, and then he becomes a gadol in the middle of the meal. Now he's mechuyav midoraisa. Brought his second shnei sairus, brought his two sairus, his second one. So Mordechai says that what he said when he was derabban is motzi. Magen Avraham says, but a katan can't be motzi a gadol. So what do the chayodim answer? The chayodim says that there we're talking about one being motzi another. But when the Mordechai is talking about being motzi himself, even though the Mordechai happened also been talking about being motzi somebody else, but we can be mechalek between being motzi somebody else and being motzi yourself. Being motzi yourself, you can be motzi. Being motzi others, that doesn't work. What's the svar to be mechalek? It's for you to think about. But if the chayadim is correct, and here it's kabbalik, because here he already said his Birch Torah in the morning, and that covered him. So now he's only Chayiv Misafik. So he's Chayiv Misafik. And the person who slept as Shanas Kev is Chayiv Misafik. That's fine. So he can be Motzi. So what we came out with is that whether somebody who's saying Birchas Kriya Shema can be Motzi, somebody who's saying Birchas Torah, Le'esa Ata, we don't have a solution to that. So that's why I'm turning to the tens of millions of people watching and listening to this. If anybody has some solution to this istapakna, to this suffix. And the tzad that we had, which was great, lakula, which is really cool, was that if the cotton finds somebody who was higdil, who became bar mitzvah night, finds a yid who did not make berach satara after he slept the shenas keva, then he could be Motzium, because as we said, they're both Sveikas. And the Suffolk is Motzi Suffolk. So maybe also you could be Mitzari if you're another Indian, that this Katan Shehigdil, like in the night of his Bar Mitzvah, is not necessarily a Gadol, right? Because a lot of 13-year-olds, but Tzavishin Inns, as they say in Yiddish, between us, a lot of 13-year-olds aren't really Gadolim, because they haven't yet brought their Shtei Sairis. So maybe it's another Tzad, it's only Durabonim. And if he's only still Chayav Derabbanan, then he's obviously no problem anymore. So that is the Mahalach here, Baruch Hashem, Tifa, Zachin, and a lot to think about. And we should be Zoche, Lumodu, Lelamed, Lishmor, Velasu, Lekayim, is called Divrei Salam, Tarasa, Biahava, Amen, Viamen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.